Welcome to today's encouragement from Our Daily Bread. Today's reading, titled The Testing, was written by Wynne Collier. The first time I took my sons to hike a Colorado 14er, a mountain with an elevation of at least 14,000 feet, they were nervous. Could they make it? Were they up to the challenge? My youngest stopped on the trail for extended breaks. "Dad, I can't go anymore," he said repeatedly. But I believed this test would be good for them, and I wanted them to trust me. A mile from the peak, my son, who'd insisted he could go no further, caught his second wind and beat us to the summit. He was so glad he trusted me, even amid his fears. I marvel at the trust Isaac had in his father as they climbed their mountain in Genesis chapter 22. Far more, I'm undone by the trust Abraham had in God as he raised his knife over his son. Even with his confused and wrenching heart, Abraham obeyed. Mercifully, an angel stopped him. "Do not lay a hand on the boy," God's messenger declared in verse 12. God never intended for Isaac to die. As we draw parallels from this unique story to our own with caution, it's crucial to note the opening line: God tested Abraham. Through his test, Abraham learned how much he trusted God. He discovered his loving heart and profound provision. In our confusion, darkness, and testing, we learn truths about ourselves and about God. And we may even find that our testing leads to a deeper trust in Him. Today's Our Daily Bread devotional scripture reading is from Genesis chapter 22, verses 1 through 3, and verses 6 through 12. Sometime later, God tested Abraham. He said to him, "Abraham." "Here I am," he replied. Then God said, "Take your son, your only son, whom you love, Isaac, and go to the region of Moriah. Sacrifice him there as a burnt offering on a mountain I will show you." Early the next morning, Abraham got up and loaded his donkey. He took with him two of his servants and his son Isaac. When he had cut enough wood for the burnt offering, he set out for the place God had told him about. And now here's verses 6 through 12. Abraham took the wood for the burnt offering and placed it on his son Isaac, and he himself carried the fire and the knife. As the two of them went on together, Isaac spoke up and said to his father Abraham, "Father." "Yes, my son," Abraham replied. "The fire and the wood are here," Isaac said, "but where is the lamb for the burnt offering?" Abraham answered, "God himself will provide the lamb for the burnt offering, my son." And the two of them went on together. When they reached the place God had told him about, Abraham built an altar there and arranged the wood on it. He bound his son Isaac and laid him on the altar on top of the wood. Then he reached out his hand and took the knife to slay his son. But the angel of the Lord called out to him from heaven, "Abraham, Abraham." "Here I am," he replied. "Do not lay a hand on the boy," he said. "Do not do anything to him. Now I know that you fear God, because you have not withheld from me your son, your only son." Let's pray. Father, we all face trials, and whether or not they are tests from you, help us to turn our eyes toward you for strength and direction. Help us to trust that you always know our needs and will provide as we follow you. Thank you, Lord. It's in Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Thanks for listening today. I'm Stephen, and today's encouragement was provided by Our Daily Bread Ministries.